Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. God bless you this morning.
Take me to the King, Tamala Man. How many want to be brought to the King this morning? How many want to kneel before him and thank him and praise him for this another day that we haven't seen before? How many want to just go prostrate before him and let him speak to your spirit and let him guide you and give you the order of footsteps this morning? How many want to go to the King? I know I do. And we are in just a few moments here. I am your host, Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton, and welcome to Follow Me as I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries, Commanding Your Morning. That's what we're doing this morning. We're commanding your morning in prayer. People need prayer, and we are here for you. We are here to assist you in that. We want to bless you in that. Bless God's holy, omnipotent name. God is so faithful. And I know a lot has been going on because people are tied up, tangled up, engrossed in the inauguration of Donald Trump last night. But the true King, the true one and only that's serving our country, who's mandating our country, who's governing our country, the King, our Lord and Savior, Abba Father, our God. Hallelujah. There is nothing that man can do that God will not bring us through. We are kingdom citizens. We don't have to worry about any other man coming in behind Barack Obama or any other person coming in. God has brought us through some tough times already, and it had nothing to do with who was in government. It had everything to do with the plots and plans of Satan. So let's be the reminder before us, before one another, who the true devil is. Let's call him out. Let's understand. Let's comprehend that we have the authority and the power to just destroy every plot and plan of the enemy. I'm so grateful this morning for what he's done for me. I don't know about you. I can't even praise God for you. Do you know that? There is no praise I can send up on your behalf. We have to praise God for ourselves. We have to wake up in the morning and give him what he is due. Soon as I rise up, I say, good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus. Because God is the one who woke me up. God is Jehovah Jireh. So he's my provider. He provided yet another way for me to be awakened this morning. And you, and you, all of you who are listening, you're awake because of the grace and the mercy of our Father. That's what we celebrate. I wish we can have an inauguration for God. Wouldn't that be a party? Oh, Jesus, a Holy Ghost inauguration for God, putting him back on the throne where he belongs. Forget men. And there has been no perfect president. I haven't liked all the decisions of any of them. Do we have to be governed by their authority? Yes, on earth. But I get to go into the Holy of Holies and dismantle some things. That's what I love. So just get excited, everybody. Please invite someone to tune in. We are trying to make 2017 our biggest year yet with listeners, with those who we invite to tune in. Don't be selfish with your prayer. Don't be selfish with trying to get yourself covered. but let's be able to cover one another. Let's be willing to bless one another. How about that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to go before the throne of grace, and we're just going to get ready to command our morning, the comprehensive prayer that we have to get started. And then I'll be ready for prayer requests. You know, you could go to Facebook. You could put it into the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page, or you could go through Ministry in Motion. You can click on either one of those, like our pages. We are doing Ministry in Motion to get ready for some things, which I will announce after prayer. But right now, let's go before the King. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just lift up myself right now. I just ask you to forgive me of all sins and iniquities, God. Sins of commission and sins of omission and any other sins, Lord God, that I'm not aware of, deception or lies, jealousy or divination. We doubt sometimes. We carry false burdens, Lord God. We have fear. That's a sin before you. We fret when bills come in or bad news come in. We gossip, Lord God. We even carry heavy burdens. Haughtiness, disobedience. Forgive me, Lord, today for being, if I'm judgmental, Lord God, or if I idle a thing. It might not be a person, maybe I've idled a thing. But Heavenly Father, I ask that you will forgive me on today. And I pray that you will give each of us, God, every listener and myself, give us the things that we ask according to your word, John, the 16th chapter. Lord God, may everybody go to that chapter and read it on today, and that you would do each and everything that they command according to that word. Because, Lord God, your word is true. Your word is a promise. Your word is sure. You're loyal to your word. Hallelujah. And we're thankful for this day. This day that you've made, thank you, Jesus. We're rejoicing and being glad in it. We're thankful for the blood of the Lamb, Lord God, the Son that you sent to die on a cross, knowing that he cleanses us, God, from all unrighteousness. He cleanses us from all burdens. He cleanses us from all sins. He cleanses us from all iniquities and allow us to come boldly before the throne of grace, oh God. I'm thankful for the power in the blood of the Lamb. Lord God, that you sent your Son to protect us and heal us and deliver us and sanctify us, oh God, to redeem us and justify us and make all things new. Hallelujah, Abba Shanda. Heavenly Father, your word also says that whatsoever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lord God, that's your word that we remind you of in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord God, we command today that all evil and wicked, all demonic and lying, unclean things, God, every tormenting demonic spirit, every strong man, God, in Christ Jesus, we bind them in our presence and everyone that we pray for today. We lose, Lord God, your blood. We lose, Lord God, your holiness. We lose, Lord God, your righteousness. And send them, Lord God, in every place that we dwell, every place that our loved ones dwell, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus over our homes, God, over our doors and windows today. We go back to the basics, Lord God, and we just anoint our walls. We anoint our pipes. We anoint, Lord God, our telephones and our light and our gas, our furnaces, oh God. Then, Lord, we'll even begin to get favor with gas companies and light companies, telephone companies, and get credits and reduction in rates in the name of Jesus. We will not hide our light under the bushel, O God. But you said, let your light so shine before men that others might see my good works, Lord God. We walk in the light in the name of Jesus, so that others might see your good works and begin to glorify you, Father. We will give light to all those in our homes, in our surroundings, God. Everywhere we go, may our light shine on our jobs, in the grocery stores, in the cleaners, in our backyards, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus over our businesses, oh God, our ministries, oh God, our finances and possessions, God. We apply the blood of Jesus over our bills today, over our checking accounts and our savings accounts, our IRAs or CDs, God. We apply the blood of Jesus over all of our possessions and everything that we have and everything that we will have, everything that we give birth to spiritually, Lord God. We thank you today, hallelujah, because it's covered. The enemy can't do anything to it and anything about it, and he cannot destroy it because, Lord God, we've applied the blood of Jesus. And we decree, Lord God, that everywhere that the blood is applied, Satan cannot enter, according to your word in Hebrew. We confess now that our families and churches and finances and businesses and our jobs and ministries, Lord God, have been covered. Now, Lord God, we lift up all spirits of sickness, death, problems, poverties, worries, Lord God, before you. And Lord God, we release them upon the altar, Lord God. We release them to you. For you said your yoke is easy and your burden is light, O God. And we thank you right now, O God, that you've already taken care of these things before we were even brought into this world. Now, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you that your word is true and established in heaven according to your word in Matthew, and that your mercy endures forever. Your grace right now, God, we command is sufficient for us, oh God. We command right now that your angels of protection are all around us. We command right now that every loved one that is unsaved, it becomes saved, oh God. This year, this is the year in the name of Jesus. We command that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life with good things, good measures, good deeds, your words, your obedience, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name today. Father, we just thank you for your presence on this line, on Blog Talk. We thank you for drawing in people, oh God, to listen and to give prayer requests and to get victory behind them, oh God. We thank you for every gift of wisdom and knowledge today, oh God. Increase our faith in you that, Lord God, we will begin to ask you of the hard things. The things that man will go, are you kidding me? You can never get that. But Lord God, we increase our faith to say, oh, yes, we will. We increase our faith to the hard things today. The hard things being those of us who have low credit scores are blessed with houses or condos or townhomes, and the mortgage company can't even see that our credit rating is low. Oh, yes, Abba Shanda. So, Father, I thank you right now, and I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify you. And then I honor you for this day. And I thank you for everybody that sacrificed sleep this morning to be on the line and meet the King, which is you. Father, we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. And we decree these blessings and commandings to be so. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. God is so good. He's just a sweet-smelling fragrance to my nostrils. May I be a sweet-smelling fragrance to him.
Hallelujah. Abba Shandarabo say. Now, anybody who is in need of prayer, go on to our Facebook page, SMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and list your prayer request. Put it in the inbox. Nobody can read it on the timeline. Nobody can see it. But go ahead on and leave your prayer request. Type it in. Everybody needs prayer for something. I have one now from a wonderful warrior who sent it in to me, sent it in early this morning. And so I'm going to read it because she put it almost like the declarations that we do. And I'm going to pray it before you all. And I want you to just put it into your spirit, everybody. When you're listening, please have your minds drawn in. Please don't be multitasking. God doesn't draw near to you if you don't draw near to him. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read these, and I want you to meditate on them. She has, may God remember us today like Noah. Hallelujah. May God protect you like he did Daniel. May he heal you like he did Naaman. Read that story. That's a good one. May he favor you like Moses in the name of Jesus. May he prosper you like Isaac. Oh, yeah. Not the Ishmael, but the Isaac. Hallelujah. May he anoint you like David. Glory be to God. Ah, da, 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 Osha. How many want to be anointed like David? Don't say yes unless you're ready to go through the things that David had to go through. Hallelujah. May he answer you like Elijah. Would you like that double portion? Well, you got to be ready to go every mile of the way. Hey, ha ba 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 shanda. May he use you like Paul. Yes. And then may he intervene for you. Like Esther gave up some things, right? Esther went and fought for her people, did she not? But then God intervened for her, and she was saved. The king, which was her husband, heard her prayer, her request, and honored it. Hallelujah. You don't know what type of favor God has for you this morning. So go ahead on and begin to ask God for those hard things. Because the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. No, it cannot. Hallelujah. Oh, I just feel his presence this morning, and he's so good. I'm going to open up some microphones if you have a prayer request. Then, sure, go ahead on and voice them, and we will pray for you. If not, I'm going to have the warriors begin to pray. And if they're ready, we're going to have them pray today for you. So go ahead on and list them as the prayer requests are coming in. Good morning, caller. Are you with us? Can you hear us? God bless you. Your mic is open. I hear movement. I just can't hear your voice. You have a testimony or prayer request this morning? Okay, I hear where there is someone trying to say something this morning. Amen. Well, God bless you nonetheless. I thank you for tuning in. And we are praying for you and with you and for you, even just for your listening ears. God bless you for that. Invite someone to the prayer line. Invite someone to this Blog Talk Radio with us.
Because you know what? You would love it if someone did the same thing for you. Amen. So God bless you this morning for tuning in. And we love that you did. Now, the next thing that we're going to get ready for this morning is we have yet another prayer request before you. And I'm going to pray for this person who has been enduring a lot of death in her family. So I'm going to pray for her right now. Father, we thank you yet again, and we praise you and magnify you for your awesomeness, for your power, for your healing, for the lifting of burdens. We know, Lord God, that you are here, and this person who needs you, Lord God, you are omnipresent God. So, Lord God, help them at this time of loss. Help them, Lord God, that are mourning, that seem to be frozen in this overwhelming time of mourning of her nephew. Lord God, they may not understand why their life is filled with this pain or heartache, but Lord God, let them turn their eyes to you and seek to find the strength and trust in your faithfulness, trust in your decision. Lord, you are a God of comfort and love, and I ask you to help them to be patient and wait on you and be not that of despair, but Lord God, but that they will quietly wait for your salvation, quietly wait for your comfort, quietly wait for your presence. Lord God, if their heart is aching and their heart is sore and their life might feel a little lonely and empty because of the deficit of that person, Lord God, we know that you're not going to abandon them. But yet even right now, you're going and you're putting your arms around her. Your comfort and strength is there for her. Your compassion is there for her. Help her through the pain, Lord God, so that she will hope in you even the more. She will trust in you even the more. Send the ministering angels to her to believe in the promises of your word, and may they remind her of the words of your word, Lord God, and that your words are true, your words are loyal, Lord God. Do it now, Lord God, even right at this hour, right at this minute, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just pray for all youth on today that are out here and at the mercy of these guns, this gun violence, Lord God. I know that you are our guide. I know that you are our king, and I know that you intercede for us. You are loving and forgiving, God. And I ask you, Lord God, to cover the youth, these teens, Lord God, each and every day throughout these communities, throughout these streets, oh God. Keep them from being lured into the wrongful decisions and wrongful direction, Lord God, so that they will trust in you and know in their hearts that you will keep them from worldly traps, Lord God. Give them a hunger and a thirst after you, after righteousness, Lord God, so that when their faith is tested, their endurance will kick in. Their knees will bow, Lord God, and their voices will be triumph to come to you. I know, Lord God, that you will guide them along the pathways, Lord God. So, Lord God, as they wake up even this morning, be their counselor, be their comfort, be their guide, be their Lord, Lord God. So we destroy the yokes of the enemy and those who are looking for love from gangs, those who are looking for love from friends, those who are looking for love from all the wrong places. Lord God, I ask, even now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will be right there to watch over them, that you will be right there to be their God. And Lord God, that you will order their footsteps. Lord God, that they will stick closer to you than any other brother, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to help them to find their Christian friends, Lord God, so that they will have like-minded people all around them in the name of Jesus. Open their eyes to see the good qualities in other people rather than look for the bad things, look for the hateful things, look for the wrong things, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, do it for your glory. Do it right now. Instead of them wearing a mask and be phony and have many faces, let them become transparent before you and give them a repenting heart and let them turn from their wicked ways on today in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, we just praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, we just give you the glory, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ar-ar-ar-la-bo-sha. Glory to your name, oh God. Ar-ar-ar-la-bo-sha. Thank you, Lord God. We bless you. We magnify you and give you the honor in Jesus' great name. Amen. We just thank God on today as we are praying for you. Hallelujah. 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 We just praise God on today. Follow me as I follow Christ. Outreach Ministries is going on a mission trip in May. We're going to be going to Turkey, Greece, Istanbul, the seven churches of Patmos, you know, and Israel. So I want you all to consider donating. The listeners, please consider donating to the ministry so that we can build wells, so that we can buy Bibles, and so that we can buy undergarments for the people. This trip alone is a $5,000 trip, but then when we get there, we have to be able to be sustained. We have to be able to buy everything that we eat and drink. So we're asking you, if you don't mind, donating to the ministry. Follow me as I follow Christ. You could send our donations to P.O. Box 558-394 in Chicago, Illinois, 60655. Also, if you have any questions about that, just send the questions to our inbox, Ministry in Motion, and we will tell you more about our 2-week journey that we will have over there. Also, we are getting ready to get geared up for these classes that I'm doing in February. We will start with the making of a leader, and yes, we will start in February. I'll be prepared to give you the dates on next week, but if you have not ordered your book, please order your book. And if you would like to take this course for 6 weeks is $40, and you will be able to send that to the same P.O. Box, 558-394. You do get a certificate for it, which means that if ever some people want a degree in biblical studies, some people want a degree in pastoral studies, some people want a degree in the philosophy of ministry. We do these things. So all of these certificates begin to add up, but we just need you to support the ministry. Listen, I'm not one of those pastors that goof off with God, his business. I'm not one of those apostles who just takes ministry lightly. I do not. So please begin to even ask friends. We can ask them to help our children with Girl Scout cookies, and they selling candy. How about ask friends and family members? Listen, give me $5 $10, $20 to donate to this ministry so we can support the Blog Talk even more. We can support going on trips even more. We can support buying more and more Bibles. I've already collected a case of Bibles that we are taking with us. All these things cost. It costs to ship even. So why not consider donating? Again, P.O. Box 558394 in Chicago 60605. We have more prayer requests. Let me get busy. I'm trying to read. Forgive me. Okay. All right, amen. Okay. This other young lady is asking us to pray for more souls to be saved in 2017. I love it. Yes, we're living in the last days. Yes. Okay, so I'm going to lift up this prayer request this young lady has sent in. Father God in heaven, I'm touching and agreeing with this young lady, Lord God, who's asking for more souls to be saved in 2017, Lord God. Father, yes, you said if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven. I will heal their sin, Lord God. And I'm asking you right now to bring the sinners to be saved. Lord God, let us be those walking epistles that they see, Lord God, and desire to be more like us, desire to serve the God that we serve, desire to come before you and lay their sin and burdens down, Lord God, so that they can be saved, Lord God. We are living in the last days, and the world needs to get prepared for the coming of you, Lord God. We come up against, Lord God, the Antichrist, Lord God, and the mark of the beast, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for those who are not meant to be in that unrighteous entanglement, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we speak salvation unto your people. We speak, Lord God, that there won't be any Christ, but there'll be pro Christ in the name of Jesus. And that the Holy Ghost will come and fill the saints, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that the kingdom will be broadened, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that there would be just like that there are protesting maybe people of the land, let us protest Satan, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, right now, do it for your glory. We send the angels to arrest the sinners by the Spirit and bring them unto God. Bring them unto a repenting heart in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring them, Lord God, from the north, south, east, and west right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we'll be careful to give your name, hallelujah, the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hallelujah. Have another prayer request here. I'm just going up and down my messages. This young lady is asking for her son. I won't say the name, but that has been given the opportunity to work with his father at a steel mill. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, and that is personal to be moved out of. Okay, so Father God, we just lift up this family in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the job opportunity. We thank you for the employment, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, that I pray the prayer of Jabez over him, Lord God, that yes, the enlargement will come, Lord God, because the story of Jabez, Lord God, is a powerful reminder of the effectiveness effectiveness of fervent prayer. Lord God, the Bible says that Jabez was an honorable man and honorable to his brothers. And Lord God, I know that he, Lord God, is looking for help. So Lord God, as he gets this opportunity to work at the steel mill, Lord God, oh yes, obstacles, all plots and plans of the enemy will be destroyed so that he's able to do, Lord God, just what he needs to do to fulfill this position and trust you, Lord God, in every way. Trust you, Lord God, that you're the author and finisher of his faith. Trust in, Lord God, that your word is true, oh God. Trust in, Lord God, that whatever he ask you for in Jesus' name, it shall be done. Father, we can ask you to bless us and that you will grant us what we ask for. You said if we delight ourselves in you, you would give us the desires of our heart, oh God. So we even speak a delightment over this young man, that he will come unto you and trust in you, Lord God, and that his body, Lord God, will remain pure and clean before you in the name of Jesus. We rebuke in mind Satan from coming around him, trying to destroy him from getting closer to you, oh God. We lift him up, Lord God, on today, that he will repent of his sins even the more, that he will right now, Lord God, coming to a place with you that he's flatly footed, Lord God, and grounded in your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity. Now, Lord God, let him be a tithe payer. Once he gets the position, then let him pay his tithe, Lord God, so that you can abundantly bless even more. This is a requirement of Malachi 3, Lord God, that we pay our tithes and offerings in the name of Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God. Now, Father, as all of us get ready to go about our day, Lord God, we command safety. We command faithfulness. We command peace. We command joy. We command victory. We command, Lord God, prosperity and abundance. We command healing. We command trust. We command, Lord God, delight. We command that we dwell in our prophetic Goshen. We command that we are in our wealthy place and that we do not lack any good thing, Lord God, as long as we delight ourselves in you. Lord God, we command that we will come before you as daughters and sons of Zion and that we will prosper and be in health even as our souls prosper and that we will not lack for you are our shepherd and that you will prosper us and give us abundance. For Lord God, you are El Shaddai, the God of more than enough, giving us everything that we need to fulfill our destiny, our purpose in you. And let us, Lord God, have more than what we need. Let us, Lord God, have the overflow. Let us, Lord God, dwell in a place in your word that no matter what the enemy tries to lift and bring before us, your standard has been lifted. And that we will never again be easily provoked. We will never again seek our own. We never again will think evil. We never again will lose hope. We never again will give up. We never again will act like and think like a child. We never again will be passive with the gifts of the Spirit. But Lord God, that we will desire the gifts of the Spirit. That we never again will allow the enemy to control our appetites even, naturally or spiritually. But Lord God, that we will yield unto the appetite and control of Holy Spirit, that we never again will allow the enemy to control any part of our lives, our mind, our spirit, or our body, and that we never again will allow the enemy to control our emotions, Never again will allow the enemy to control our character, God, in the name of Jesus, and that we will never again shut up our bowels of compassion, but that we're compassionate with others, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We glorify you today, Jesus, and we decree and declare, Lord God, that today provision is given for everything and every part of our lives on today, oh God. Father God, we magnify you, and that we are delivered from hindrances, and we disable strong men, oh God. We bind up spiritual warfare in the name of Jesus, and we cast out every evil spirit out of all of our lives, our children's lives, and our grandchildren's lives, and that we are clean, Lord God. Our homes are clean. Our jobs are clean. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We lift you up, and we decree these blessings today to be so. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah and amen. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. I just thank God for this hour of prayer, this time of prayer. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We need to command more things as we are given authority to do so. Walk in your authority. Walk in your power. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Saints of God, I just thank you all for tuning in as usual. I thank you all for your prayer requests. I thank you all for being faithful to the prayer line. All those who could listen, those who had to mute out, we understand that as well, because you're at your job, so you're on your way to work, and some people couldn't tune in. Live, because they had to tune out all the background, which I understand. But we are praying for you and with you. Thank you for the prayer requests that you have left behind, because, yes, that is what we are praying for, all the people that you've invited. Make sure you like our Facebook pages, Ministry in Motion, and FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. You will get updates. You will get, if you take the course, The Making of a Leader, and you need to do it long distance, we will be doing it long distance. I will post something on the ministry page today with further instructions. But be encouraged. God is good. All the time, and all the time, our God is good. That's all you need to profess. Activate the blessings of the Lord. It's in the power of life, and that is in your tongue. So activate it. Let your words be that of life. Let them be life to your soul, and let the grace be to your neck. That's where your strength is going to come from. Hold fast to the instructions of God. Hold fast to the promises of God. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for favor. He's redeemed her life from destruction. That right there is enough to praise him for. He crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercy. We woke up this morning, yes. He put blessings upon our family. We are blessed in the city. We are blessed in the field. We are blessed coming out. We are blessed going in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, saints of God, be encouraged. We bless you this morning. If you have any other questions about our forthcoming mission trip, you can even call 312
798-9460. Again, go head on and like our Facebook pages, Ministry in Motion, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. We will be doing these classes live, online, from Ministry in Motion, but you have to be enrolled in the course. If you need to send out any email, fmfcchicago@outlook.com. fmfcchicago@outlook.com. Amen. We love you on today. We thank you, like I say once again, for tuning in, for God is great and greatly to be praised. We put a seal of protection around all these prayers, and we bind up all backlash. We bind up all retaliation. We cover our children, our grandchildren, our possessions, our ministry, our works, our jobs. We cover everything against the backlash and retaliation of the enemy. And we are looking so forward to communing with you again on Tuesday night, as I have used one of my ministers to handle the prayer now on Tuesdays. So we do that at 8 p.m. Tune in for prayer once again Tuesday night. Till then, we just love you. We bless on you. We honor on you. And we decree all of our commandments that we release to be so. So we love you today, and God bless.
Bless the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Let the church let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
church.
Say.